Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Got a new nickname for myself this morning.
Broken back Hanson.
Broken back numb thighs.
Cool nickname.
Oh.
A lot of scooping, huh?
It hurts everywhere.
And
I have
McGee.
I have a snowblower.
I know.
It's just the volume of work.
It never stopped. It's like we kept going out and we kept going out. And my poor dog, I'm like, I just want to make sure that you have a space so you can get out.
P-path.
Every time.
Yes. It just, you couldn't keep up.
Nope.
Which I realized that. So if I count, when the day started yesterday, I did a very quick, just to get one car out. Shannon wasn't going anywhere. Didn't need to do the whole driveway.
Mm-hmm.
I got home at 2:00 and I left my car on the street because I don't like driving over because it compacts it. That bugs me.
Yeah.
So then I waited until, I don't know, about 3:00. Did a really good thorough, did our driveway. I always do my neighbor Leo's driveway.
Good on you.
And then we're good, knowing I was going to have to go out again.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard the plows, so I waited, right? Because they're going to clear the road and that's going to come back in on your stuff.
Yep.
So that was what, 7:45, 8 o'clock last night?
Yep.
And I have an electric snowblower, but battery died. So I go plug the battery in and then go get old handy shovel. So I start working Leo's front steps. And I think that's where the back stuff started.
Uh-oh.
Because I haven't been scooping for... It's been a while since I've scooped.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And then I had to do it again this morning just to clean some stuff up.
Okay.
Because somebody finished Leo's driveway but then left a big pile in the middle of his sidewalk. I'm like, he's not going to be able to scoop that out.
Come on, guys.
So that was a hand shovel. The plow guy came by again, and God bless this gentleman. The blade was down, and then he lifted it up where I was because he could have... just done his job and cleared the road and
scooped you in.
Yeah. And he luckily didn't do that.
That was nice.
And all of that to say, if you are attacking your driveway this morning, jeans are not enough. It's frigid outside.
Very, very cold this morning.
Add a layer or two. My legs are still numb.
I felt like.
And I did this at 4:00 this morning.
Like the car just wouldn't warm up.
Everything's just.
And I'm blasting and I'm like, come on, car. Come on.
It's a cold. I have -7. Right now, like at the airport, the air temperature is -7. If you're near a building or like in town, you'll probably see 0. The wind chill is -25 right now.
Ooh.
It's frigid.
Very cold.
Yeah.
Very cold. Yeah. Usually the dog will want to spend a little bit more time outside, but he was like, nope.
No, Roland doesn't like it. Kingston doesn't know any better at this point.
Yeah.
But yeah, we had to shovel and sweep the steps. I also tried to figure out how to get them a P-path off of our brand new concrete patio.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to clean that up in the spring, right?
No, nobody is.
Go kill the grass. Don't kill my new patio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to that. With another, I should remind you, don't forget, we've got some snow in the forecast. Friday night could see 2 to 4 inches. Saturday could see another 1 to 3.
And in talking to Rebecca Kopelman yesterday, maybe something Monday as well?
Monday, I'm not seeing anything right now, but that doesn't say it's not developing. We do, though, have another batch of cold, cold air. Like, Saturday, 31. Saturday night, 3. We dropped 30 degrees.
Fun.
Yeah.
Fun times.
So, winter, we knew it wasn't gone. It just didn't feel like we were going to have a bad winter, and then now we're just having winter.
I heard that it was going to be a bad winter, and I was like, neener, 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 we missed it. Got it.
Because we're still in winter.
It caught up with us.
And don't forget, like, spring is 5.5, 6 weeks away. It doesn't seem that far away, but I think
and
winter.
And didn't the rodent?
It's whatever more. When he sees the shadow, does that mean
he's scared.
More winter after the date of spring?
Uh-huh. He saw his shadow, so he's jumping back in there. He's going to go hibernate. Spring.
Well, that's going to happen.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Great.
So just know it is cold this morning. While roads are clearer. A lot of stuff compacted and is very slick, too, especially secondary roads. So be aware of all of that this morning, too.
Yeah, and those secondary roads where they haven't quite gotten, like, clean.
Just, right.
Yeah. Take some time.
If you can see a little bit of reflection of the streetlight, that's coming from ice, right?
Yep.
Just know that.
Yep. Take it easy this morning. We'll get you through. We're here for you. This is going to make for a very... memorable Valentine's Day. There was a Vietnamese restaurant in Australia, And just to celebrate Valentine's Day last year, they got these R-rated fortune cookies.
Fun.
And yeah, their customers loved it. It was a huge hit. So like, let's do it again. I'm going to order these again. And the fortune cookie company made a big mistake. They got the messages right, but instead of sending them to this one restaurant, they accidentally sent the dirty messages to a bunch of restaurants that were not expecting dirty fortune cookies. They were expecting normal fortune cookies.
Could you imagine if every high chai in Cedar Rapids tomorrow didn't know they had dirty fortune cookies?
And started using foul language.
And about how, like, it'd just be a slow drip of phone calls. And then by late that afternoon, like, something's wrong here.
Hey!
Gather all the fortune cookies.
My fortune cookies swore at me.
Whoa, you always say in bed anyway, but these are already in bed.
These are already saying that. Whoa, my goodness.
That's a bit much.
People were complaining. They were quite upset. Not all of them were like dirty. One said, "You are capable of great things, but all you do is look at your phone all day. You won't be that great. Sorry."
That's not dirty.
Which is just like mean, kind of like a bullying fortune cookie.
It's also a little honest, I'm sure, for some people.
Honestly, yeah. Like, let's just be real.
Honest fortune cookie is also good.
Yeah.
Like one, like it's just like you're a tad overweight and you know it.
Yeah.
Like it should just say that.
Just like kind of nasty fortune cookies.
Yeah. You're midway through your life and you really haven't realized a single dream.
But some of them did use foul language.
Yeah.
One said, and I don't know how it fit this much on a fortune cookie, because this is a long message.
Tiny print.
"The year of the snake bears good fortune. Your divorce is coming soon." And then it said that your spouse only married you for your money, you ugly.
Whoa.
Bad word. The restaurant that ordered them found out that the company said that they're not, they emailed back and said that we're not going to do this anymore.
Yeah.
Because we got such bad response. And they're like, "Hey man, this was your mistake, not ours.
You got in the wrong place."
Yeah.
That's on you, totally.
"We enjoy them. We like them. And nobody ever asked you to do dirty words. Like, we never ordered dirty word fortune cookies. You did that
yourself."
You're
the ones who wrote them.
You wrote them
dirty. We just ordered the theme.
Yeah.
And they came out that way.
We just liked the nasty ones.
And went to the wrong places.
Yeah. So,
that's not good.
I don't know. Maybe just fix your shipping methods.
You clearly just put the wrong label on the wrong boxes.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, big mess all the way around there.
Do better at business.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Before we get to what other ads are magically showing up in your digital media, and we'll see if we can either stop it or I'll try to accelerate it.
Stop it.
Depending on what the topic
stop
is.
Stop it!
When you snowblow your driveway four times, your brain gets to wandering. You think a lot of thoughts.
Yeah.
I'd like to take a moment to just talk about the topic of being a fan of something. Fandom.
Yeah.
Fanaticism. What's the word? Fanatical. Fandom.
Fandom.
Let's just end it with those. Those are good words.
Fanatic?
Fanatic?
Being a fanatic.
Yeah, I thought there was a...
Fanatical?
Maybe that's what I was going for.
Okay.
So there's one way to look at it, and it's like, what clothing do you own? So clearly I'm a fan of the Iowa Hawkeyes, right?
Yes.
It's how I grew up. It's in my blood. My family used to go to games. I'm kind of recapturing that spirit. I went to that university. I was in the marching band. Makes total sense.
Yeah.
I'm a huge Disney fan. A
lot of Disney shirts.
Love to go. I'm very inspired by it. Have a lot of clothes.
You have a Mickey coat.
I do have a Mickey coat. It's reversible. The one I'm trying to tackle right now, why do I care so much about the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Dude, I don't know. It's not for me.
I am all in on it. Like, weirdly so. I don't own any clothing. And I grew up a little bit with the comic books, but not a lot. I feel like they got me at the right time with the first, that first phase.
I think they had a really good run there.
The Captain Americas, the Thors,
they
the Iron Men.
A method of storytelling.
It was great storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get you because they weave them together, which not a lot of movie franchises do well. And I'm stuck there like, you've let me down lately, but you owe me, so I'm not going away. And today's another one of those days. I'm going to the new Captain America movie today.
They've got your number.
And again, I'm like, is this the one that gets them back on the right track? Why am I so invested emotionally in this?
I don't know.
I can't walk away from it. It's weird.
You're in a bad relationship.
Is it a bad relationship?
I don't know. Lately.
It does sound like that, right? It pays off when it does. And when it, I mean, it's not bad. It's just like unsatisfying.
Yeah.
I think that's a better way of saying mm-hmm. it. Why am I putting money into it? Mm-hmm. Why am I investing time into it? But when it's good, it's great. And they got the Russo brothers, a couple of the University of Iowa grads writing the new stuff. Downey Jr. is coming back as a different villain,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. They got
so
you there.
I feel like the setup is there. I just
feel like they're duping you.
It feels like they're just stealing money.
See? Yeah, we got Robert Downey Jr. again. Yeah? Huh? You're not going anywhere.
They know that.
Don't you leave. You're not going to leave us.
Right? It's kind of like when I think slot machines know how much money's left.
Yeah.
And you hit right before you run out of money.
Mm-hmm.
And then you keep playing a little bit longer.
Yep.
A little bit longer. Then you run out of money again.
They've got that thing figured out.
Yeah. And you know what? I don't want to walk away. I'm good with it for now. I'll keep going.
Hmm.
But the fact that I'm questioning it out loud, I bet they don't like that as a customer base, right?
Oh, no. He's aware.
Oh, go. No. All of the people that we've duped into going to all of these bad movies aren't going to go to the, if we ever have a good one again. It's A Little Boy Who Cried Wolf.
What's the one tonight?
This is the new Captain America that has Harrison Ford playing a Red Hulk.
Ooh.
Looks really cool. Yeah.
A
Red Hulk. Say Mackie is the new Captain America. So the storyline continues, and dang it, they've got me hooked. I can't go away. It is Brave New World, Captain America.
Red Hulk.
Red Hulk.
Weird.
He's big and red and hulky.
Huh.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
I haven't either.
Huh.
I didn't know that existed, yet I'm still going.
Well, neat.
All right, what can I help you with?
I don't know why this happened to me. So I think it was sometime when I started, just before I started traveling last week, I started getting ads in my social media feed for industrial water fountains. Why? I do not know. I am not chasing waterfalls.
It's like you're chasing water fountains.
Yeah, I'm not looking for them. I didn't go shopping. I'm not building a building and looking to install.
Sure.
I didn't click on anything. But every time I look, it's like, hey, would you like this water fountain? Look, this one you can put water bottles in and you could just set your water bottle right there.
I've got I got some bad news for you.
What?
One, cookies follow you, right? That whole thing, like, do you accept cookies, don't accept cookies, whatever that means.
Yeah.
Your husband now works in the field of architecture.
Yeah.
And buildings have water fountains.
Yeah, they do.
And you guys probably share an account somewhere.
I gotta clear my cookies?
Where you gotta clear your cookies.
Oh, it's his fault.
It's his fault. He looked up water fountains once on a shared platform, and now it is, you've left a trail of cookies.
I'm tainted!
And it is following you everywhere. Water fountain there, water fountain there.
I don't wanna look at water fountains!
Nightmares just filled with water fountains, dancing evil water fountains.
That's not for me!
It's your husband's fault.
Nick!
And now, a pop culture update we like to call Z-Sleaze with Claire.
Well, even though we were all like, snow, 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 yesterday, the nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Class of 2025 were announced.
It was snowing names, I say.
It was. I feel like there was a ton. There's probably always this many. This year's first time nominees, well, here's a couple. Bad Company. The Black Crowes.
One of my favorite bands.
Joe Cocker.
He's a first-time nominee.
First time.
Wow. That's surprising.
Billy Idol.
Also surprising.
Never
first-time nominee.
The White Stripes are not a first-time nominee.
They're not?
No.
There's one more.
Soundgarden.
Oh, Soundgarden. They're like a three-time. Nominated.
They've been nominated before as well. Outkast. Fish have also been nominated. The rest of this year's nominees include Joy Division, New Order, Cyndi Lauper, Oasis, the White Stripes, and Soundgarden, of course.
Did I see Mariah Carey's nominated?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yep. The other nominee, finally, is Chubby Checker. He's still with us, 83 years old, and he's been living off his two big hits for the last 60-plus years. First, The Twist.
I don't know who his agent was at the time, but good thing he figured that out, because a lot of these artists then didn't get the residuals at the time.
Right?
Right?
And then he did it again with Let's Twist Again. If it worked the first time, just do it again.
If he makes the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, can you release Let's Twist Again?
Let's Twist it.
Let's Twist One More Time. Yes.
He's been wanting to get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for a long time, apparently.
Get in there.
In 2001, he took a full-page ad out in Billboard arguing for his inclusion. In 2002, he protested outside of the actual Hall of Fame building.
Was he twisting? Hold that picket and twist.
He wasn't marching. He was twisting.
Let's do the picket.
he's got to make it in, right?
That's the best part about Hall of Fames is fights like this.
Yes.
It's like, you're one of the best players in the game.
Hello.
Get him in there.
Like Ozzy last year hadn't been in. And
yes.
Come on, just do it. The class of 2025 will be announced in April, and the induction ceremony will take place next fall in L.A., However, I did mention Mariah Carey. She is up for induction in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but is she okay? There was some video of her on stage. She's got a Las Vegas residency going on right now. The clip shows Mariah walking across the stage, but she's moving super slowly. One person in the comments said she's moving like she's 105 years old. And someone asked, like, is she moving like that because she's in pain? Which, you know, sometimes
that's a fair question.
You just got to take it easy because, hey, speaking of someone with low back pain, you don't know. It could be a spasm.
She shoveled her driveway for the fourth time that day. I know what she's doing.
You don't know what she's going through. In her defense, you know, she's 55 years old. She is in heels. And she's never been one of those artists who is singer, also dancer. She's always just been straight up singer.
You know, one of the biggest knocks on Shania Twain back in the beginning, she could not sing and walk at the same time. But she had to always stand still.
Whoops.
So, yeah, she was coming on stage. She would never go downstairs while she was performing.
Can't do it.
Some people just can't do this same time.
It doesn't work.
And again, she's just a little slower. Because what do you want? Your options are she moves slowly. You give her a walker or a cane. You don't want to see that. Or you give her a hover around. You don't want to see her at the same thing people are using to shop Hy-Vee. You don't want to see that.
Nobody wants to see that. How about we just get her a stool?
A stool is fine.
Yeah, she just sits there.
Limited stage movement.
I think she's got the voice, and that's all you get, okay? You get what you get.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, she's fine. She's Mariah. Okay, now I promised you a new artist. We had all of those established artists in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. There is a brand new country artist, brand new song that has just been released. I don't think you're going to be able to guess the artist because we've never heard an artist like this before, because the artist isn't necessarily one person. The artist technically is a Ty Blackwood, but it's on behalf of Chili's the restaurant.
What's it? Ride Al Dente? What's it?
Ride the Dente.
What does that mean? What?
Their famous Presidente Margarita. You know them for their baby back ribs and their fajitas.
Yeah. But now the Dente?
They want to be famous for the Presidente Margarita. You should know them for the Presidente Margarita. So Ride the Dente, Eric.
So not only did they get a song, they created their own band to do it?
Yes.
That's so weird.
It's cheesy. They lean into it in the song, in the lyrics. It's like, you might be out there thinking, is this here country song about Chili's Presidente Margaritas actually just a shameless way to sell Chili's Presidente Margaritas? And then he says, yup, sure is.
That's exactly what it is.
It's an ad. It's going to be a music video. They're going to cut it down to 30 seconds. It's going to be debuted in the Daytona 500 on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Which is all, I mean,
it's the Super Bowl of car racing, so that makes absolute sense.
Exactly.
Right?
I mean, it's a very clever way to do an ad.
I'll give it to him.
It's kind of like, hey, you know what might be just a little bit more affordable than a Super Bowl ad? A Daytona 500 ad.
Ride the Dente?
Ride the Dente.
We'll see.
Come on.
We'll
your
see
toes
if it sticks.
You know your toe's tapping.
My toe's tapping tonight. Is that salt on the rim?
I think I want to ride the Dente.
Mmm.
What we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
It's going to come up some point in conversation today. Someone's going to ask you, how much snow did we get?
Yeah. How much did we get?
The National Weather Service is on top of this. This is as of 9:45 last night, which is about the time it stopped snowing. In our area, Cedar County, Loudoun, 11 inches.
11?
11. Linn County ranged anywhere from 6.8 to 8.1. So we were in that, what, 5 to 9 range?
Yes.
7 was about it. Johnson County averaged about 8 inches of snow. And due to that, by the way, a lot of schools under a 2-hour delay today, so make sure to check with your local school system. I don't know if we were brave or stupid, but we and those girls went out for breakfast yesterday. I think the highlight...
Close. Very close.
It was not far.
As close as possible.
So we had the Uno game planned after lunch, but right before, it's kind of a brunch. I do find it interesting. You were questioning me when I decided not to take a left to go into the driveway, because I've been to this restaurant before and that just didn't feel like where the driveway was, but you couldn't tell.
You couldn't. And I saw somebody's tire tracks.
There were tire tracks there.
There were tire tracks right through there. Turns out that was not the drive.
No.
But that is exactly where Destiny drove through the grass to get to the restaurant.
She did.
She didn't know.
Don't you think when you hit the curb, it would have jarred her a little bit?
Or was there no curb? I don't know.
We were there a good 2 hours. And I swear to God, the guy clearing the driveway and the parking lot was working the entire time.
Well, because you work a little bit and it's all undone, yes. Right?
But if you remember, so I dropped you off. I had to move my car so he could clear one area. Then we went in, had a lovely breakfast. And then we're getting ready to leave a little after 12. And then as we're coming out, he says something to her. He points to her and he says, the driveway's over there.
Please don't drive through our yard again, because that's not the drive.
Part of the problem is, once, especially a day like yesterday, you just go where the tracks are, where the tire tracks are.
Yeah.
If you can't see where a road is, there's the road.
And if everybody followed her tire tracks like I wanted to do, we'd be in real trouble.
So Tiffy Joe's just off of 6 might have a new driveway. Come the big thaw.
Claire and Eric can't agree. All right. So it's up to you. It's Jury in a Hurry on Z102.9.
I want to start by saying this is a submitted case, and yes, we love submitted cases.
Yes, we do. If you ever have an issue, it's tearing up your family, your friends, or your workplace, you can always submit that issue to us. It's scramble@kzia.com.
This one might be tearing a local cube farm.
Yeah.
You know, Prairie Dogville. Apart.
Some prairie dogs might be very upset.
Call center. Coming in from an anonymous listener, the question very simply, is it rude to send a work email unsigned?
Now, to be fair, it was a signed email sent to us.
Okay.
But asked to remain anonymous.
You
on
could
the
sign
radio.
It anonymous.
Yes.
And you know what? It's signed, which I will tell you right now is the proper way to distribute work communication.
Oh, really?
Is it rude? Heck yes, it is rude to send a work email unsigned.
Why do you believe that?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. I continue to grumble about the casualization of everything, right? It's just like blankets at work, and I'm wearing sweatpants and yoga pants to the movie theater. And I'm coming to grips with that. But a workspace is still a workspace. You need to treat each other with respect. You need to treat each other professionally. And while I realize when you're texting another person, you don't sign your texts. I have a feeling you're going to come at me with that. Mm-hmm. That is casual conversation. This is business conversation. This is workplace conversation. This is being recorded. This is data that could be used depending on what you do. It might come up if there's an issue. It might come up if there's an issue with you. So having signed communication not only protects you, it's a wise thing to do. If you're not going to go sign it, then get up off your butt and go walk over and talk to the person. That way they'll know it's directly from you. All right? There's no need to just send an unsigned. If you're going to send a brief, because usually you're not going to sign it when it's so short, like you're just commenting on something.
Super short.
Get up and go talk to them. Right? You don't have to send an email that's like, yes. The other problem is, and I think everybody will agree with this, the way email gets stacked now, whether you're using Gmail or iCloud or Microsoft, it's hard to keep track of who sent what. So at least a signed email lets you follow the communication chain. And I think in the end, that's going to reduce communication issues. That's going to reduce confusion. So it is just pure, plain etiquette, business professionalism. Yes, you don't have to give your full name. You don't. By the way, just turn on the auto signature on your email and it's done. It does it for you. Is it rude to send an email unsigned? I say yes.
I say no. I was going to argue the same thing. You could just turn on the auto signature and then like let that do it for you. But no, they see your name in the email. That's basically a signature, right? They can see
that's
exactly
an account.
Who it's
that's
from.
Not a signature.
They see exactly who it's from because he probably has your name in it since it's a business email. Especially if it's a small office. Who cares? It's informal. It's just a way to communicate. And aren't businesses all about efficiency? We are always about being efficient, the most efficient form of communication. Let's get some work done, shall we? Let's not have a big, like, all my best from your friend just down the cubicle,
yeah,
Beth.
That took a whole 2 seconds. Oh, no.
Oh, my Lord. Nobody has time for that because we have work to do. Let's get work done.
You're okay. Unsigned emails.
No, don't sign the email, please.
Boy, you live in a world of chaos.
I love chaos.
Own your own words. You penned them. Take ownership of them with pride. Signed your email. So we are saying, because the argument is it rude or not rude, here's how the votes are going to go. Is it rude? A yes vote. A rude vote is a Dance and Eric Hansen vote.
It's not rude. I say no. That's for Claire.
Who's going to win their case today? Claire or Eric? Jury in a hurry on Z102.9.
Hi, Z102.9, jury in a hurry, rude or not rude, unsigned email?
Not rude.
Not rude.
Thank you, juror.
Claire with the early point. Jury in a hurry, is it rude to send an email at work unsigned? Yes or no?
It's not rude.
Not rude. It's You're not cool rude. With an unsigned email. Okay, caller, let's go to this caller here.
Not signing their votes for jury in a hurry.
Hi, jury. It's a different type of communication. Jury in a hurry, is it rude to send a work email unsigned? Yes or no?
This is Dawn.
Hey, yes. Dawn!
Hey, friends. Totally rude.
Totally rude.
Oh.
There's a smart person finally awake this morning.
She signed her vote for
Dawn. We know it's Dawn because she signed it. Bye, Dawn.
Bye, Dawn.
Jury in a hurry, is it rude to send a work email unsigned?
It is rude on the first one, but not on replies.
So I'm going to take that.
You take that one.
All right.
You take that
All
one.
All right. That sounds like a business etiquette person.
That person knew.
That's an HR director.
Yeah.
I heard policy in her voice.
There's precedence for this one. We actually had a case in our office.
She knows, like, we got to get these signed.
We already tried this one.
Let's pick her back up, go back to the telephone lines, and say hello to this juror. Hi, juror. Is it rude to send a work email unsigned?
No.
No, you're okay with doing it casually. No signature required?
I think it's unprofessional.
But not rude.
But not rude.
But not rude.
Well, what's the difference? Give me a break. That's the same thing. Come on. I'll give you the vote. But did you really think that through, caller? It's unprofessional equals rude.
Stop yelling at the jury.
I'm mad at the jury. Hi, jury in a hurry. Is it rude to send a work email unsigned? Yes or no?
No.
No. Another one for Claire. You doubled me up with 4-2. Hi, jury in a hurry. Is it rude to send an email, a work email, unsigned?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not?
Nope, you don't sign a text. You don't need to sign an email.
They're not the same thing. A text is coming from one phone. You're getting emails from a variety of people. It's at a workplace. It's not sharing where you're going to go grab a drink later.
You're
That's a text.
Like a cat in a bag.
I want to get out of this bag, and I want to find some smart business people who agree with me.
Well, we have not solved this case yet. Jury in a hurry, is it rude to send a work email unsigned? You say yes, it's rude. I say no, but jurors, what say you?
Hey, caller, thanks for holding. What are your thoughts for jury in a hurry today?
Hello?
It's rude. Are you there?
My little five-year-old
is rude. Yes, the five-year-old gets it.
From the mouth of babes.
Does mom want to chime in too?
Oh, yeah, it's rude. I think it's proper etiquette to sign
proper
it.
Etiquette. Okay. I just got two votes in one car.
Are you kidding me?
And mom was a five-year-old.
Oh,
jury in a hurry, is it rude to send a work email unsigned?
So, I'm sorry. I have to agree with Claire. It's not rude. It's just inefficient.
It's just being efficient. That's
I don't
all.
Disagree with the we're efficiency just, of it. I just think we're missing out on the importance of putting your name on stuff, right?
It's called TCB, man.
TCB,
so
that's a yogurt. That's a yogurt. Hey, I got to grab another call. I can't keep you on the line. Okay. I got to grab another call. Thanks. Hi, jury in a hurry. Is it rude to send a work email unsigned? Yes or no?
Yes, it's rude.
Yes, it's rude. Oh, five to six, Claire.
Oh,
five
forth,
to six. Hi, is it rude to send a work email unsigned? Yes or no?
No, your name's already at the top of the email.
Thank you, Jared, for the call. I'm not happy with it, but oh,
we found the finish line.
Good game.
Good game.
You want to go get drinks later? I'll text you that. I won't email you that.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
So it was a bit of a team building opportunity yesterday. We had a lot of snow.
Yeah.
And we also wanted to follow up on a theory Claire and I are having about producer Ben's level of competition and his competitive nature.
Oh, my goodness. We found out last week we had a little, you know, Super Bowl party in our office, and we played a game of Sorry. And you and I saw a side of producer Ben's personality that we had never seen before.
Wasn't willing to join our team.
And then super competitive within the game.
Very competitive, very strategic. Good morning, producer Ben.
Good morning.
We saw some of that come out again yesterday as he won Three Song Showdown. I like confidence. I don't like being cocky. And I'm wondering if he doesn't know the difference between the two.
Right.
That's my concern.
Right. So we thought it might be healthy to maybe play one more game. And if possible, you and I win this game and maybe teach Ben a little lesson.
Kind of show him how to be a good sport and a good winner.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We brought in our friend Spencer from KGYM, because when you do Uno on the radio, it's a rather quiet game.
It is quiet.
But it gets a lot better when you've got play-by-play.
First card down. Ooh, a blue 8. How will Ben counter? Ooh, a blue 7. Old strategy.
Why are you going?
Is that a 6 or a 9?
That's a 9, because we're going this way.
Okay. Okay, well, there's another 9.
Claire's got another 9, matching Eric. What's Ben going to do? Ben. Oh, reverses. Big move. Ooh. A big 0 from Claire. Oh, and a 0 from the red for Eric. No. Ben puts the 3 down. Claire is pondering, so is Eric.
I'm going to change it to yellow.
Oh, and bold strategy from Claire.
I have to draw 2. We're going this way, right?
Yes, you must draw 2.
All right. Eric draws 2. Back to Ben. Change to yellow.
Got no yellows.
Out in the cold for producer Ben.
Okay, that is the first 53 seconds of our game, and a couple things have now been clearly showing. One, we're playing a different kind of Uno. We don't have draw 4s, we have draw 2s.
Draw 2s.
Two, Claire's very competitive very quickly. That is the first draw 2 that you play on me 3 times in a row.
3 times?
You draw, yes. I went back and listened to the audio, and you, every time it came back to me from your side, I had to draw 2. Huh. You attacked me.
Huh.
You had Uno twice. Let's pick it up with the second Uno.
Hopefully that
Eric changes to green. A green 2 played. Ben with a green 0.
Oh!
And Claire wins!
I win!
Green number 1. Green.
You guys have to call me Uno Queen!
Like the Philadelphia Eagles. Champions of
fly.
Morning Scramble
Eagles
Uno.
Fly.
Yes, fly,
fly
Eagles
fly.
Fly
Eagles fly! Good game.
Good game.
Good game.
Good game.
Good game.
Good game.
Good game. I didn't have one wild card. Neither did Ben.
This just in. Dancing Eric Hansen sucks at Uno.
This just in. Claire was in charge of dealing. And Claire dealt off of 2 decks, which is not normal.
That was
weird. All right. Coming for your children.
Okay. I try some smack talk and I get really dark really fast.
It's not smack talk, it's threats. It's just threats.
So game 1 took about 4 minutes. I'm going to take you to the second half now of game number 2. Now remember, Claire, the original goal was for you and I to try to teach Ben a lesson.
Right.
But I think your taste of victory in game number 1 maybe change that strategy. Is that fair?
Yeah. I mean, I offered to let you shuffle then.
I did shuffle. Yeah, you dealt off of 2 decks. We now join game 2 near the end. As we listen in, I'm sitting with 2 cards. I'm getting ready to call my Uno.
Blue 5 for Eric.
Doesn't hurt to ask.
Down to 2 cards, guys.
Eric might win. Redemption?
No, he won't, because I'm going to tell him to draw 2.
You got me again.
Claire with the blue, draw 2.
Ben's getting down to...
Ben the 1. Blue 1 for Ben. Where does Claire go after this?
Where's she
talking to herself.
I noticed
folks.
You like to sort your cards while you're holding them.
Yeah.
Bluetooth.
Is that how you play?
Yeah.
Okay.
Eric with the blue 5.
Uh-oh.
Ben with a skip. Oh, a skip.
Now you're both skipping me.
So staying in the at this family. Point. Does he have another blue?
He is hot. Come on. You don't have
one. You looking at my cards?
No.
Oh, no.
Ben's got a blue. Is that a six or a nine? I can never
six.
Tell.
Six. Ben with an Uno, Claire.
He's
come
on to yellow,
come
too.
On. Reverse draw two on him. Attack, attack.
Nothing? I don't have it.
Like what defensive have? Coordinator.
I don't have it.
I always save my wilds for last.
I'm doing everything so you don't win.
He may.
You don't have a wild.
We don't know.
You know what?
Do you have anything in there?
I got things.
Okay.
You know what?
Got a full
and for
hand.
That, you're going to get a skip turn.
Okay.
And Eric is skipped.
See, I got skipped twice.
Ben wins. Yellow three, the winner.
You skip me and go to Ben, and Ben plays so the winning card right there.
Yeah, but Uno is not a team sport.
I thought the whole idea was it was you and me against Ben. Isn't that the plan?
I think it's every man for himself.
So here we are.
It's Uno.
Yeah, it's singular. You're right.
It's Uno.
We're not playing duo. We're not playing trio.
If it's that close to the end and you don't have a way to stop me, you shouldn't prevent the other person from having a chance to stop me.
Why is that?
Why is that, Ben?
Because.
You could have been bluffing.
You have nothing to do, so play a normal card and don't skip Eric. Let
stop
him
skipping
make
me, guys.
Draw.
You guys, it's 50-50, okay? It's 50-50.
All right, Claire with a victory, Ben with a victory, Dancing Eric Hansen still seeking a victory. How did Uno go? What was the last round like? Stay tuned and find out.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9.
We're doing it for science. I'm just repeating this to myself. We're doing it for social science. We just wanted to see, as we get more and more competitive, what natural tendencies seem to leak out of us.
I think it turns out producer Ben is not the only competitive person on this squad.
No, not when it comes to Uno, and you officially declared yourself the Uno queen after just the first game, which, by the way, producer Ben, how unusual she was dealing off of two decks at the same time.
It was a weird start.
I've never seen that before.
Trying to shuffle, and my hands aren't big enough to shuffle the deck.
The wad of cards?
Yeah. So I was just being efficient.
I'm not calling you the Uno queen.
You will henceforward refer to me as the Uno queen.
Well, hold on a second. You guys are equal. At this point, this is game one and game two.
True. I haven't earned it.
Potential Uno queen one, Claire, won game one. And then Ben wins game two. And the whole idea, I thought, Claire, was for you and I to somehow figure out how to collude and teach Ben a lesson.
Collusion!
Did I get a victory? Did we teach Ben a lesson? We start the action halfway through. Now, remember, this game was only 2 minutes. This thing started fast. No skips, no reverses, no wilds. It was just like we had a good amount of the same color.
Just go.
We went, and here's how it ended.
Okay. Yellow number one for Ben.
Can you do it again? Uno.
How did you get down to one card?
I'm very good at Uno.
Oh, my God.
Did you start with seven?
Yeah, how many did you start with?
Exactly the same number of cards as everybody
else. Which one?
Also, you dealt again this game.
I don't think she has a red, so I'm going to reverse it back to her.
Okay, great, because I've got...
You've
got a
wild!
I have a wild, and I'll change
draw
it.
Draw two wild cards. Eric is going to flip the table and break his phone.
It went into the coffee.
He had a draw two.
Oh, I'm the most winningest.
That's right.
Eric stormed out of the room. I'm the most winningest.
I'd had enough. I didn't talk to you guys for an hour. I was PO'd. I was torqued.
It was a peaceful afternoon after that.
It was.
Stop it.
It was quiet.
I'm going to slam the door here. Oh, wait, it's on a hinge.
Peaceful, peaceful and quiet, just as the snow fell.
So here we are, friends.
Yep.
Now I work with two jerks, not just one.
Well.
I feel like I need redemption. I would like to challenge you both to another game of Uno.
Today?
Money on this one?
Money!
Okay. I'll see your money. I'll give you... Wait, I see your money. I'll give you money. That's what's going to happen.
I see your money and I will lose my money.
I'll lose my money. I don't want to see your money. Ben, you've got... We played a different version out of a kind of a Uno for adults box. Do you have another version we could play?
Yeah, it's a three pack.
Okay.
So I've got Uno No Mercy, which is like a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Uno All Wilds.
That sounds interesting.
Hmm.
You guys want to make it interesting?
Let's make it interesting.
Play Uno All Wilds. See where this thing goes.
I'll play any type of Uno you want, man.
Oh, shut your trap, Uno Queen.
I'm the Uno Queen!
You know what I have to say about that? I'm leaving this room.
I'm the most winningest.
for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.